proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton. I want to thank you for joining me today. Well, today I'd like to share with you another Hebrew nugget, and this is a Hebrew word study, and this is provided by our dear friend in ministry, Jackie Powell. You can find this transcript, as well as other valuable Hebrew study resources, at her website, lightforisrael.org. Now then, let's dig into this lesson. Ma nishtana halayla hazeh mikol halelot. And so begins the Passover Seder, as the youngest person present traditionally gets to ask the question, what is known as the four questions. In Hebrew, we actually sing them, and it turns out to be that the four nights are really four answers to one big question, why is this night different from all other nights? I recently heard a rabbi speaking about Passover in the four questions. He said, the Talmudic way of studying Torah is questions and answers, not statement, because Jews live on questions. The Hebrew word for questions is she'elot, but in the case of the phrase the four questions from the Passover Seder, the word is kusheot. It is from the Hebrew word kashe, which means difficult. The rabbis say that this is a question in which you must really dig and search for the answer. The writers of the Passover Haggadah built in the four questions so that the answer is the story of the Passover. The method of teaching is also evident in the New Testament. Read the four Gospels and note how often that the scribes, Pharisees and Sadducees, as well as others, came to Jesus always asking questions. How did Jesus answer them? With more questions. Freedom, or chofesh in Hebrew, is a major theme of Passover celebrations. The children of Israel had been slaves in Egypt for 430 years to the day until the night of Pesach. On this night, the 14th of Nisan, God birthed the nation and led them out of Egypt. God had promised Jacob in Genesis 46, verse 4, which says, I will go down with thee into Egypt, and I will also surely bring thee up again. The children of Israel went from being slaves to being an army in one night. Every miracle that God works has two components, physical and spiritual. On the night of the Passover, God did not just free slaves, but He redeemed the children of Israel as well. The blood of the Passover lamb on the doorpost of each home was a mark of that salvation. Notice that salvation must be at the individual level. For Israel, it was home by home. It depended entirely upon the application of the blood of the Passover lamb to the doorpost of the house. The freedom was at a national level. The children of Israel went out from Egypt en masse. The nation of Israel was born, not by fighting a revolution, but through prayers from below and miracles from above. The entire Old Testament, the Tanakh, is full of miracle after miracle that God worked on behalf of Israel. The modern word in Hebrew for miracle is nes. In Biblical Hebrew, though, the miracle is often translated as ot. I love to read Exodus 14 and picture in my mind the great miracle of the parting of the Red Sea. But the miracle-working God of the Old Testament has not gone on vacation. If the birth of the nation of Israel was a night to remember, so was the rebirth as well. According to Jeremiah 16, verses 14 through 16, the first Passover and the exodus from Egypt was a small miracle compared to the rebirth of the nation which we have seen in this generation. The events surrounding the rebirth of the modern state of Israel in 1948 was also a nes gadol, a great miracle. What nation ever died and then revived after 2,000 years? Only Israel. What language ever died in common use and then revived after 2,000 years? Only Hebrew. Israel's first prime minister, David Ben-Gurion, said, in Israel, in order to be a realist, you must believe in miracles. Israel is the land of miracles, and almost every Jewish holiday is a celebration of some miracle. In the end, Israel will be saved from her enemies the same way that Israel has always overcome them, with prayers from below and miracles from above. So let us stand in solidarity with our Jewish friends during their time of freedom, and let us continue to always be in prayer for them, and always watch for those miracles. They will appear. Now, this has been a Hebrew Nugget provided by our dear friend Jackie Powell. You can read more about this at her website, lightforisrael.org. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.